From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The latest break-in at a 3rd Avenue business occurred at around midnight last night at Altered Reality, the leisure and gift store. The front door was smashed along with a glass cabinet inside. The burglar or burglars got away with 3 statues and a few bracelets. Owner Mike Young estimates the value at $700 or $800. He and his staff had a lot of glass to clean up, but Young says it wasn't all that bad.
I just think it's a bit of a sin the way society is starting to fall apart. What difference did 3 statues and a few bracelets make in their lives? And that really is the question.
Young doesn't wish ill will on whoever broke in. He says it's going to come to them as long as they keep going down the same path. There have been enough stray cars in a front yard at Patricia Boulevard and Murray Street, says City Councilor Andrew Marks, to warrant a stop sign there. One homeowner has video of 6 vehicles sitting in their front yard this winter alone.
Then a stop sign could be a way to slow traffic down, make it safer for people entering and exiting the walking trail that has a major exit and entrance right there.
In other parts of Ward 5, Marks wants flashing red lights after 6 at night on Kirby Avenue and Pine Street, as well as a stop sign on 6th Avenue between Pine and Mountjoy, he's suggesting at Balsam or Birch. NATO will continue to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion, but won't enforce a no-fly zone or send in troops. Following an emergency summit meeting of the alliance, NATO's Secretary General says it will continue to provide support with weapons, funding, intelligence, and further sanctions against Russia. Jens Stoltenberg reiterates that member nations have a responsibility to ensure this doesn't become a full-fledged war between NATO and Russia. NATO will increase its air and sea presence and work to ensure increased cybersecurity to reduce the possibility of Russian ransomware attacks. NATO has also activated its own defenses against chemical, biological, or nuclear attacks in order to protect both member countries and Ukraine. Prince William expressed his profound sorrow for slavery during a visit to Jamaica today, but offered no apology. The second in line to the throne and his wife, the Duchess of Cambridge, are on a week-long trip to Jamaica, Barbados, and Belize. It's meant to strengthen ties with Commonwealth nations as Queen Elizabeth marks 70 years on the throne. But the royal couple were met with protests demanding the prince apologize for Britain's role in the slave trade. In Moose Sports, the final regular season home game of the year for the NOJHL's Timmins Rock is tonight at the MAC as they host the Elliott Lake Red Wings. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.